Atlanta's Living Walls went on a hiatus last year, and now they're back. The initiative is responsible for many murals around Atlanta. From 2010 to 2014, artists from around the world were invited to the city to create public art. There was also a yearly conference on urbanism and street art. Producer Gabby Watts spoke with Living Walls founder Monica Campana about what she learned on her year off.
So Living Walls has been a work in progress since 2010, and it maintained a really big volunteer base. We noticed that, and we made the decision that that needed to change. That was probably the first thing that made the sabbatical happen. We always maintain a very grassroots attitude towards the work that we were doing. And even though that was creating change, you start to see that most of the projects that you're creating are almost there. Like, we could have always done better. And it started to become a series of excuses that what is it that we need to do to start a project and end it the way that we envision it. And we took the year off to learn from other organizations and best practices. And now that I'm back, I see everything so differently.
So you are working with Open Sourced as part of the Philadelphia Mural Arts Program. And that was a $1 million project. So, I mean, even just starting there from the fact that Philadelphia has some infrastructure, monetary infrastructure, what were some of the differences that you saw in that city versus Atlanta?
Well, mural arts has been around since 1984. It started as a city project, and then it turned into part city, part nonprofit. They saw a really big change in their structure about 10 years ago, where they went from like a 10 people staff to now a 50 people staff. They're producing over 100 projects a year. They are very trusted by the city and totally embraced and loved. They fundraise about 2 years for Open Source, which is the biggest project they have ever done, and also very different than how they're used to working, because they brought in a curator from another city to learn Philadelphia and to work with them with their existing programming. It wasn't a full easy ride. It was quite challenging at times, but it felt as if the city and mural arts, the artists and the curator were all very open to work with each other because the support was there. I think that people, especially in office, understand the value that public art really brings to a city. And if when you talk about Philadelphia, you cannot not mention mural arts because it's so engraved in the fabric of that city already. So for them to raise for 2 years over $1 million, yes, it was a lot of work, but it was also not impossible. They did it. For me to think that that could happen in Atlanta, I will probably have to think twice because I'm not necessarily sure if that amount of money could be given to a nonprofit.
And I guess from being part of such a massive project, what were some of the things that you learned there that you think could actually be feasible here in Atlanta?
So one of the best things that Mural Arts has is my favorite. They have an amazing restorative justice program. So they work with the guys in Greater Fort Prison to create murals, and they also have a reentry program for young men 18 to 24, where they're given the opportunity to work with artists, learn new skills, and if they finish the six-month program, they are able to apply for jobs with Mural Arts and become artist assistants. I think that here in Atlanta, we could also implement a program like that one, and it's something that Living Walls is hoping to create in the next years. There's other organizations in Atlanta, like Wonderroot, that are doing great programming. Also, I think some related to restorative justice, but art education or community murals, which is exactly what Mural Arts does. But I feel like the new thing that we could bring in is what the role that art plays in any sort of reentry program.
And also sort of partnering with organizations and putting on this sort of more social justice side of the art as well. Because that seemed to be the interesting thing about the Open Source project was that they were bringing in artists from all over the world. They came to Philadelphia to tackle issues that were actually in Philadelphia. Is that something that you would want to associate with Living Walls as well? Would you want kind of that focus of social justice and highlighting issues in our community?
Yeah, for sure. Living Walls was really good at creating attention around our public space, and we were really good at bringing international artists to work in our city. But because of resources, we could only keep the artists here for about 10 days. And this is very common of the international street art festival format. By the time that I take the break and I go to Philadelphia, I realize, okay, that was really good for the first 5 years. How do we take the next step? And open source for me was the best example on how you can break away from that street art festival mentality and actually make more intentional projects. But for that, you need more time, and time means more money. So yes, each artist was able to tackle a very important issue. They picked their issues that they wanted to solve. There were plenty of site visits. Even the artists that did not live in Philadelphia kept coming into the city just to see the neighborhood, just to have meetings for almost a whole year. So a lot of the funding actually went into research and community engagement. And then the artists came up with their projects. I think that we are ready to take that step. We definitely want for Living Walls to be at a point where we can be a sustainable organization so we can create more intentional programming. That's what's been lacking for a very long time. And that's, I saw it with open source. I know it can happen. It's just a matter of having a very strong base.
Yeah, I think that's a good point of connecting intentionality with how much money you have, because, you know, the more resources that you do have, the more you are able to put in the work into making something that could actually make an impact, yeah. It seems.
I think that we're under the idea that, you know, with $20,000, we can do a huge project. And the thing is, no, you can't. If you start to think about how much an artist should be getting paid and the time that you want for the artist to spend developing concepts and actually working on the project, then $20,000 at the end of the day is not that much.
And working with open source and mural arts in Philadelphia, did you learn anything about the balance between using international, national artist and local artist?
I don't think that there's a formula, especially when it comes down to public art. The curator tried to be as fair as he could be, and so there were enough local artists, if not more, than the national, international. But we also try to be diverse. So the artists that we work with, you know, some were Latino, Asian, females, African-American. I think that he really tried to understand that Philadelphia is a very diverse city that actually embraces its diversity. And he wanted for open source to be able to represent what Philadelphia is. So bringing people from other countries and, you know, the really big name people does not only bring a different kind of respect, but it also takes the project outside of Philadelphia, which is, I guess, the same reason why we wanted to bring international artists to Atlanta. Atlanta is also a very diverse city, and we deserve to learn from other cultures and other artists and other practices the same way that other people in other countries should learn about us.
Are you seeing Living Walls becoming internationally recognized? Is it something that mural artists around the world would be able to say, oh, I know what that program is?
Yeah, I actually think that Living Walls is very international. Most of our press since the beginning has been very, very international. Most of my artist submissions that I get on a daily basis are from international artists. So I think we're there. I just think that we're very known locally, nationally, and internationally as only a street art conference. And I want for us to be able to be known as an organization that is creating public art, that is creating intentional public art, understanding and pushing to understand better their community, and also as an organization that can curate and work in a museum or gallery setting. I think that we're hoping to be validated a little bit more in that sense, and I have to say it like that. I think we're growing up. That's just what it means. The rebranding has a lot to do with this. and how we want to present ourselves.
From this, you know, trying to figure out what the next steps are and having this new chapter focusing on, you know, being intentional, what changes have you seen and why, what is important about continuing the work in Atlanta?
Well, Atlanta is a city that is changing very, very fast. I was gone for a year and I came back to, I don't even know how many new developments. I mean, it seems as if something happened in the past year and the city really changed, which, you know, if we're going to talk about gentrification, is something that I admit you cannot stop. But it really means that as people that do work in the city, that are promoting the arts, that are really thinking about our public spaces, that we have a huge responsibility to continue to be in any sort of way a platform for dialogue about not only the art side, but about, you know, what is our role as community members in the midst of all of this rapid change. I believe that we do have a voice since day one in why Leaving Walls exist and why we have done so much work with nothing, with very little money. So if we were able to do it before, then we definitely can continue this conversation now, especially when we're trying to become a stronger organization.